I was pondering the actions of certain social media websites this morning as to how they kind of go about building up their business in the hope that they can maybe get more funding or sell the system on, or just sit back and make an awful lot of cash. If we talk about Seismic as an example, Seismic seemed to, as soon as the celebrities got interested, focus more on getting the celebrities in a position where they could be seen so that other people, maybe the MySpace crowd, would come along and go, oh wow, a celebrity's using this, it must be good, therefore I must get involved. Yes, there is value in a celebrity, I say using inverted commas, using an application, tweeting about how much they love it, and then everybody jumping on board. As far as a lot of the celebrities go that I talk to online, Stephen Fry is superhuman in the fact, I don't know how he manages to reply to so many of the tweets that are directed at him. Very decent chap indeed. But so many still don't get it and are there and just putting out, this is me, putting out. And they rely on a lot of their content just being the fact that, hi, this is me and I'm talking. Hey, this is me again, I'm talking, are you listening? And I don't know. Let's take, for example, Audio Boo's model. They want to be more directed at the news gatherer, at the journalist, at the person reporting and documenting. I love this idea. I really hope that this is what happens and that Audioboo doesn't get sucked into the celebrity vortex and just kind of see value in the hit rate. And for me, it's quality over quantity all the time. I'd much rather see, you know, at least a channel of good quality content. And there's always going to be the YouTube bump and the, I guess the, you know, just the spam that will always hit social networks, because social networks are populated by humans on the whole, and humans like to spam and spaz off, and we all have those moments. But wouldn't it be great if there was a place where good content could be channeled through and directed with the ease of a couple of clicks, and that we weren't so, I don't know, involved with celebrity? A couple of video sharing platforms kind of just focus so much on the celebrity now. It really turns me off. It makes me want to go, well, if you're only in it for the hits, why don't you just get some boobs on? Because that's always going to work. You know, sex sells more than anything else still at the moment. But I would very much like to go where the quality is. There are so many people that I'm excited about getting iPhones so they can use Audioboo, for example, what I'm recording on right now. Buddha Magnet's one of them. I'm looking forward to the fact that his work is buying him an iPhone, just because I'm really interested to what he has to say, how he's likely to use this kind of application. So, yeah, we've only just begun here on Audioboo, for example. I'm very interested to see whether we go for quality or whether it just gets washed away with quantity and diluted. Let's see what happens. I'm going to be using it regardless, I hope, even if it means I just have to kind of try and embed something everywhere else. The beginnings, it's all very exciting.